And what a week it's going to be. It's St. Patrick's Day week, and there's so much going on. So whether you're Irish or not, it's time for the wearing of the green. You can do the Shamrock and Run at St. Patty's Day race on March 16th at downtown Largo, or you can go to the festivals in St. Pete Beach, downtown St. Pete, Dunedin, Indian Shores, and Tampa. So gather your four-leaf clover pals and head to Corey Avenue, St. Patrick's Day street party, March 16th. It'll be Oh Fun at Chill's Grapes Cafe, Twisted Tiki and Swigwams, which celebrates 14 years. There'll be brisket and cabbage and mac and cheese and lots of drink specials. Performing this year at Corey Avenue, St. Patrick's Day, are the Beach Rats, Full Throttle, and the Sandy Bottom Boys on the 300 block of Corey Avenue that Saturday. On this weekend, Patty Fest returns to downtown St. Pete, March 16th and 17th. Entry is free. There's an expanded kids zone, a 90-foot obstacle course, giant slides, lawn games, face painting, Tampa Bay Rays Raymond, and Pete the Pelican from the Tampa Bay Rowdies will be there. How much fun is that? There'll also be terrific Irish groups performing. Food and drink. On the music roster are the Dunedin Pipe Band, the Galician Irish Step Dancers, and Drunken Shrubbery, Chad McDonald and Sean Patrick Walsh. And Mary Margaret's Inside Stage will have more music. There will also be Highland Games. It's going to be a terrific weekend, and it helps the local waterway habitat restoration charity Oceanaid 360. Go to St. Pete, to our website, and check out the interview and information on pattyfest.com. Go to podcasts, blogs, and check out all the great events that are coming up. The Dunedin St. Patty's Day celebrates March 17th from 11 to 11 at Flanagan's Irish Pub's 31st Annual Street Party. You'll hear music from Cage, Broken Shrubbery, Peter Robinson, Pipe Band, First of the Day, and something I love to say, Lucid Druid. Lots of beers and green, and lots of fun on Main Street. On March 16th, the Indian Shores St. Patrick's Day Festival from 11 to 4 is at the Municipal Center. There are bagpipes and green beers, Irish dishes and dancers, and live entertainment, music, arts and crafts, a book sale. It is a great view of the water. The biggie in Tampa and a favorite is the Downtown River Green, and that is going on March 16th, 11 to 6. It's annual and free, family-friendly. And the Rough Riders St. Patrick's Parade kicks off at 5 p.m. Many of the favorites are returning. You can see a hurling demonstration that does not come from drinking too much beer. That's a rowdy Irish mix of hockey, baseball, and football. There are also two stages. You'll hear Patio Furniture Band, Irish Buskers Band. There's a pet costume contest and the Phoenix Five Band performance. There'll also be dancing by the Finnegan Irish Dance Academy. In addition to all of the festivals around town, there are so many bars that do something amazing. A lot of green beer, even at the craft places. But Cage Brewing does something pretty cool. On March 15th through 17th, there's a wild St. Patty's Punk and Roll free music festival. It features 15 punk Indian rock bands, and it's 15th through the 17th. There'll be Craig and Joe's Pizza and Brews, so head over there. In Dunedin, Cricketeer's British Pub and Restaurant celebrates all weekend, and in Clearwater, O'Keefe's Tavern is a traditional favorite. Lots of fun things going on. Irish dancers, live music, including the City of Dunedin Pipe Band, the Irish Buskers, and the Bearded Brothers. O'Maddy's in Gulfport, annual St. Patty's Day Fest is fun, and MacArthur's Irish Pub in St. Pete on March 17th. Doors open at 9. The live Irish music kicks off at 10 a.m. inside and outside, so that will be fun, drinking Irish pints, Jameson's, and plenty of St. Patty's Day swag. Musicians include the Brazen Heads, Pat D'Elia, and Newfie Style. The Lucky Dill in Palm Harbor, Mastery's Brewing Company in St. Pete Beach, and Finley's Irish Pub and Eatery, FinFest 2024, great places to be. FinFest 2024 at Finley's is a two-day party, March 16th through the 17th, and there is music and cornhole.